Erythema elevatum duodenum is a rare type of the cutaneous small vessel vasculitis, which is characterized by the presence of the reddish brown or the violaceous papules, plaques and nodules, mainly on the extensor aspects of the limbs, that is the dorsal aspect of the hands, elbows, knees, buttocks and over the Achilles tendon. When palpating these lesions, we feel that these are quite firm kind of a lesion because of the presence of the fibrosis in them. Histopathological analysis will show the presence of the leukocytoclastic vasculitis, and the vessels will be surrounded by the presence of perivascular infiltrate. In the acute lesions, they will be neutrophilic infiltrate along with the fibrin deposition, but in the chronic lesions, they will be deposition of the eosinophilic fibrosis, mainly around the vessels, plus the presence of lymphocytes and plasma cells. So these lesions presents usually in the adults 40 to 70 years of age. Associations of erythema elevatum duodenum are important. We need to think about any infections, particularly streptococcal infections, HIV and hepatitis. It may be associated with the other autoimmune disorders as well, such as IBD, rheumatoid arthritis or LE. Other associations include insect bite reaction and hematological malignancies, that is IgA monoclonal gammopathy, hypergammaglobulinemia, multiple myeloma. So the DDs of erythema elevatum duodenum it depends upon the presentation. If it is present on the hands, then we may think about the other such lesions which may present on the dorsal aspect of the hands, such as gouty tophi, rheumatoid nodules, even Sweet syndrome. So the difference will be this, that the Sweet syndrome will present with the erythematous, warm, tender lesions, but the distribution is mainly on the face and the neck, and there will be more of the acute presentation. Rheumatoid nodules and gouty tophi have their own other associated features, such as involvement of the joints, and they will be more hard in consistency than the erythema elevatum duodenum. The disease course of the erythema elevatum duodenum is quite chronic, lasting for about 25 to 35 years, and new crops of the lesions appear every few weeks, and individual lesions heal with scarring. Although in a cutaneous small vessel vasculitis, we do not see such feature, but this is very characteristic for erythema elevatum duodenum. The investigations include biopsy for confirmation of the diagnosis, and we are going to investigate for the associations such as HIV serology, any antibody levels can be raised, ESR will be raised, and evaluation for the malignancies. In the management, usually the first line treatment for erythema elevatum duodenum is Dapsone, but the relapse may occur on stopping the treatment. Second line treatment include niacinamide, steroids, either topical or intralesional, and third line include cytotoxic therapy and colchicine.